So how's the race for the White House going? This year, the buzzword is data. Campaigns using online information about you to win your vote and your money. It's called micro-targeting. Campaigns have always done it to figure out what mailbox to put a flyer in, what door to knock on. But micro-targeting has gone digital in a big way. Now carefully crafted online ads targeted to your interests reach just you and others like you, small pockets of voters that the campaigns might not have known about previously. And the Obama campaign has reportedly raced way ahead of Mitt Romney's. Politico says today that Obama's Chicago headquarters has 150 techies, as well as a volunteer all-digital office in San Francisco, dedicated just to data crunching. And it makes the campaign's much-vaunted 2008 online get-out-the-vote effort look like the Stone Age. Reporter Lois Beckett is also writing about another angle. She says that these campaigns are getting information from Yahoo and Microsoft. And Lois writes with ProPublica. Lois joins us now. Lois, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And start there. Google and Facebook say they don't provide information. Yahoo and Microsoft say they don't share user info directly with campaigns. So what is happening?
So the problem here is that campaigns want to reach specific groups of voters online. It's not very valuable for a campaign just to reach one person, but, you know, it'd be great for a campaign to reach, say, a bunch of registered Republicans who have previously donated in a particular geographic location. That would be a really cool thing for them to do. But public voter records will have your name and address in them and, you know, your party registration, things like that. But on the internet, it's not like you have a home address that's publicly available. And so what it turns out that campaigns are doing is that they can work with big web companies like Microsoft and Yahoo, who have registration data that you gave them, maybe when you signed up for Hotmail or Windows Messenger, something like that. And this allows them to identify you and sort of locate you on the web. Microsoft and Yahoo aren't sharing this information directly with campaigns, but they're able to use a complicated process to match that registration data against campaigns' voter data and then, you know, sort of tag you where you are online with some demographic information so that they can sort of mark you as a registered Republican, mark you as a previous donor, so that as online advertisements pop up, they can be tailored to you so they can show you an online ad that's directed, that's, you know, been created with a message specifically for Republican donors, not just a generic Mitt Romney ad, not just a generic Barack Obama ad.
Well, and I think Microsoft and Yahoo's point in that they don't share personal information directly with the campaigns is that it's all done through third companies, third parties, who are sort of the bridge between the campaigns and the companies. And information from Microsoft and Yahoo is also combined with information from the credit reporting company Experian and the data company Axiom. So what happens there?
So really, political targeting is a great window into this complicated world of data that's being collected about individual people and being shared behind the scenes in a lot of complicated ways. In order to, you know, make websites and web content possible, in order to provide money, web advertisers are trying to be increasingly targeted because they can make more money for themselves and for publishers by, you know, selling an ad to someone who might have more interest and might be more willing to click on it. And so what happens is that online companies are also really reluctant to sort of put your name on a web cookie that would track you. That's something that's really been a no-no in the past and that consumers have really made it clear that they find they're uncomfortable with this. And so that there are multiple steps in which this data can be used to target you. But the Axioms and the Experians come in as data matchers, that you give them a list of names that you want to reach on the internet, and they will be able to connect those people and find those people online.
Well, and we said that Facebook says it keeps things private, but that doesn't mean that an Obama campaigner can't, or, you know, one of these high-tech people can't go onto a Facebook page and find out things about you and your friends and their, and, you know, bundle you into some advertising that way. And Politico is also reporting how the Obama campaign has figured out there's a magic number, a $3 donation.
This is really interesting. One of the programmers at ProPublica has actually built a special tool, and we're asking people who receive emails from Obama or Romney or a bunch of other campaigns to forward their emails to an address called emails@messagemachine.propublica.org. And what the tool does is we collect these emails from a lot of different people. We also ask you for some demographic information, and we're trying to figure out exactly how these two campaigns are sending different emails to different people. Donation numbers are one of the things that they can do. We've seen so far, we don't have conclusive results yet, but we've seen so far that often people who haven't donated before maybe ask for like that $3 number, something that seems not insubstantial, but, you know, one way to sort of get in or to register right. from one of these dinners that Obama is doing. But people who've donated before will be asked for more.
And who knew? It's like in, they say in design, and we say here in writing, you write in threes, three examples of something. Yeah. Or in design, you have three elements and, you know, three vases or whatever it is. Well, apparently three is the magic number in donations. But Lois, a couple questions. First of all, will this data really matter? This past weekend saw Netroots, you know, the annual convention of left-leaning social media types, and they were all discouraged that they have the better data crunching. They had the better ground game in Wisconsin, and it got washed away in the tsunami of super PAC money that Mitt Romney had, three times the money the Democrats had.
I think one of this kind of really targeted advertising is relatively new, and we still don't have a real sense of just how effective it is. It's clearly something that both the Obama and Romney campaigns think it's worth spending money on. But how well it works isn't clear. And it's important to keep in mind that the big money is still being spent on television advertising, that targeted digital ads may be the wave of the future, but they make maybe an estimated 10 to 12% of campaign budgets in this campaign. So what we're seeing is a hint at what the future may be, but television ads are still where it's at.
Yeah. And our campaigns, and the Obama campaign in particular, which has seemed to make this high art, are they worried about blowback? You know, people finding out, wow, they're collecting stuff. I mean, maybe not, because campaigns have always collected things.
I mean, this is a question that I think really hasn't been answered because so few people understand how much they're being targeted. When I talk to people about online targeting and sort of privacy concerns, they say, well, you know, most people don't know when a canvasser comes up and knocks on their door and sort of asks them questions about how they might feel about the Iraq War, for instance. You know, they might see those canvassers writing down their answers, but they might not be aware that those answers aren't thrown away at the end of the campaign, but are integrated back into databases that both the Democratic and Republican national committees hold, and those answers are being saved and tracked year to year so that campaigns are growing increasing amounts of data where they can see how voters are shifting and identify, like, voters whose party registrations or whose opinions on certain questions have shifted back and forth.
Well, Lois Beckett, we will surely follow this, and we'll also link our listeners to that website you mentioned where they can forward to you the emails that they're getting. Lois Beckett with ProPublica, some terrific writing on micro-targeting by the campaigns. Lois, thanks.
Thanks so much.
And when we come back, what that $3 donation might get you, a raffle ticket to a dinner with Sarah Jessica Parker, in 1 minute, here and now.